better.
Live.
Uncensored.
Radio Free America. Another exciting, informative hour is warming up. Rick Adams is on fire.
All right, we're back now. Hour number two of the program on republicbroadcasting.org. Support us here, by the way, at Republic Broadcasting with your prayers, your contributions, your business, and anything else that you can do to keep us going, because as Rodney said, this is it. Alternative media and the Internet are just two of the ways that we have to inform the public. The media now are totally and completely lying to the American public about every issue that's important to you. And that's why you'll continue to hear about Oprah Winfrey. You'll continue to hear about all of the other lunatics in the media and the Madonnas and so on and so forth, because this is what keeps you brainwashed, stupefied, and mesmerized. I will give you the record why investigations should be conducted and what the charges should be against George and Dick. But let me take Henry in Connecticut. Hello, Henry.
Hello.
Hi.
Yes, hi. A couple of things startled me. One is you said that Israel decided now they don't want to take the aid that they get, the check that they get for billions of dollars a year.
That wasn't me. That was Rodney.
Oh, you're Rodney. Okay.
We talked about it before.
Yeah.
They want them in euros. They want them in something that is more valuable than dollars.
Right. They want them. But see, that sounds like them, though. It really does. Doesn't that sound like him? I mean, it really sounds like him. I mean, I'm not so shocked at that at all.
Oh, you're not?
Oh, no. I mean, actually, you know with them. They're going to take it. But see, this is a point. So they do everything to crush European economy and the American economy with the Federal Reserve paper money crap to begin with. The people that founded that were, of their extraction, I should say. They were Khazar, anyway. And then now, since that's going flat and everything else, well, they're going to cover their own hide. But at the same time, this country's not supposed to protect itself either from, these millions of people coming in here illegally or anything else. Now, I'm going to move on to something else. You said something about France. You said that Rumsfeld was, he could
this?
Be arrested.
Have you heard anything about Mr. Rummy?
I haven't. Now, that's the first time I heard.
Supposedly is left in a hurry. They're ready to arrest Rumsfeld in Europe.
Yeah, in France. Now, I'll tell you this, though. People out there listening, though, don't have high hopes about the French president. Robert Chapman told me he is a Zionist Jew,
yes,
the guy who's elected.
That's what I said all along, yes.
Yeah, but see, there's people. See, the thing is so confusing with the global stuff in Europe is that you got the ones at the very top who knows what's going on and running everything.
Mm-hmm.
Then you got the, what I call, let's say with a beehive, you have a queen, then you have the drones, and then you have the workers.
I like that.
Yeah, you have the sort of the drones that are, in the middle, that really believe in the good stuff of the UN, and yet they're not told all the other stuff, and they're kind of stupid. And so they really believe in it.
They're
so
called
they think,
useful idiots.
Yeah, right, exactly.
Mm-hmm.
And so those are the ones who want to arrest, Kissinger and Rumsfeld, and of course, I guess the president of France, if he stepped into it, though, it probably wouldn't have happened. I heard when Cheney went to Australia, they were trying to cuff him, they had to get him out of there. Now, that's interesting. So eventually, these guys aren't going to be able to go in Europe. Of course, they hate Europe. They're going to try to destroy it anyway. I mean, look what they did to England and everything else. They're not going to be able to fly anywhere, except for, Paraguay? I think that's what Bush is setting up his
thing. They're going to go south.
Yeah, they're going to have to.
In more ways
because
than one.
They're not going to be able to go anywhere, because New Zealand, and not only that, some of the people around my age and even much younger, in their 20s, both in Australia, New Zealand, as well as in Europe, and some of them don't know what's going on, they really believe in this, in stopping these guys.
They do. All right, anyway, you all done or you want to hang on for a couple of minutes?
Okay, I'll hang on.
All right, because I know we didn't have much time. We'll be back right away. 3 minutes with more of our callers. Steve, you'll be next, and there is a line available for you. 800-313-9443. I'm Rick Adams.
heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
The Healing Formula is an all-natural, patent-pending wound and skin care formula developed mainly for the treatment of pressure sores and diabetic ulcers. The formula was developed by a home caregiver with more than 30 years' experience. We use the finest ingredients available, including certified organic aloe vera gel with all the beneficial enzymes intact and food-grade hydrogen peroxide. The Healing Formula works from the inside out, oxygenating the affected area, stopping the spread of infection, and decreasing pain while promoting healing. Call 1-800-357-2944 or visit HealingFormula.com. The Healing Formula has proven effective in other areas of skin care as well, such as abrasions, rashes, and the treatment of pyorrhea, gingivitis, ear infections, and much more. The Healing Formula comes with an unconditional money-back guarantee if you're not completely satisfied. We offer a free sample to all nursing homes, home caregivers, and nurses. It is our sincere hope that the Healing Formula will help you or your loved ones to avoid any more unnecessary pain. Call 1-800-357-2944 or visit HealingFormula.com.
Hope you're able to hear me, Rick Adams, Radio Avenger, and I know there have been problems with the streaming from time to time, especially when the topic gets too hot to handle, and those are the powers that be that handle the streaming, handle the internet, handle the account here at RBN. I just hope that the word is getting out okay to all of you, as we have been doing each and every night. Last night, of course, we had a fabulous participation, and we do have callers now that I'm going to get to and get back to Henry. However, we do from time to time and do have some failures and problems, and we're working on it and hopefully bypass all of it and not have to deal with it in the future. Tomorrow night, we may very well have a special guest, Mr. Turney, on from the USS Liberty Association, dealing with the attack on the Liberty ship in 1967, June 8th. So maybe tomorrow night we will have him, or Thursday night. But in addition to that, we have already scheduled a debate between two sides, pro and anti-Zionists, coming up on the 17th, I believe, if I'm not mistaken. That will be on a Monday night on this program. Okay, so let's get back to the phones now, and let's see if we can find Henry. Are you still there, Henry?
Yeah, hello?
Yes, Henry.
Yeah. All right, no, two other things I'll let you go real quickly. I fixed that thing with the scratching with the wire, by the way. I was listening to a frequency 27.185. Now, what that is actually is a CB frequency channel 19.
Okay.
Now, you're not going to believe this, but sometimes I listen in the early morning, like after 5 in the morning or so around here. If I happen to be up, you know, I'm not at work or going out. And I heard his truck driver, is mainly on air. Sometimes they talk to each other and cursing whatever. But they mentioned, one guy mentioned Ron Paul. They were talking about the the stuff with Bush, and they were talking about the fuel prices. And then a guy said, well, what about Ron Paul? There's this guy, Ron Paul, he's running so-and-so-and-so. Now, this is the first time I hear, you know, CB frequency, you hear them talking about, you know, a political candidate that's like an alternative. So that guy is picking up. He's doing pretty well. He could do better, but he's still doing very well. And he already raised, heard today, he's got so many million now. I mean, he's got almost like up to similar to what Hillary and some of the rest of them have. So, you know, maybe about half of that. So he's definitely out there, and he could win. Now, the thing is this. I do like Tom Tancredo better, but I'm going to go for Paul because Paul is the strongest one out there.
Well, and no question about that.
Yeah, yes. And also, if Paul wins, he's going to have to pick Tom Tancredo as a
runner. Not only that, but Tom Tancredo is a loose cannon. He is one of these interventionists that can't wait to get into a war with Iran. And that is where I part company totally with him on his foreign policy completely.
Yeah, but see, that's where if Ron Paul is the president and Tom Tancredo is VP, that's where to balance it out, because Ron Paul's not for
well,
that.
Well, you know, if Ron Paul suddenly has an accident, then he is president.
Yeah, that's true. Well,
yeah.
That could be prevented, though. You know, what happened to Kennedy? He did leave himself open.
You know,
okay, that's
he left himself open, but the powers that be are very powerful.
Oh, yeah, but no, he could have. No, Kennedy could have easily prevented that assassination. I mean, even Cooper said that.
Well, we know that he left himself open, but even if he hadn't, his days were going to be numbered because, hey, he was stepping on some pretty big toes, let's face it.
Oh, yeah, but that wouldn't be so much a problem if you understand it. I mean, all you have to do is fire the Secret Service, replace them with military. You fire the chef, and you make sure the people, all the FBI and CIA and
good
all
luck.
The intelligence agencies, they're the directors appointed by the president.
Okay, so. Henry, thank
okay,
you.
Take care.
Appreciate
Bye.
It. Okay. Steve in Chicago, I believe. Hello, Steve. You're on the program.
Hello, this is Steve in Ohio.
Ohio.
Yeah.
All right. Well, you're not too far.
No, not too. I was watching C-SPAN for several hours today, and Dennis Kucinich tried to bring his bill up to impeach Cheney, or debate it anyway. And to me now, from what I understand, they tried to block it various different ways.
Yeah.
And then to me now, it sounds like it ended up, they blocked it by sending it to the Judiciary Committee. A lot of the news places I've read now said that that'll pretty much kill it. Now, is that true?
That I'm not certain of. If somebody has the exact information, I've been having problems with my Internet, and I can't verify it or not. But if, in fact, that is the case, it's not surprising. Democrats, his fellow colleagues, are definitely part of the problem. They've caved in. They caved in right from the beginning. Nancy Pelosi and company, they're quite willing to do business with the same people that control George Bush and Dick Cheney, if you follow.
Oh, yeah. There's.
They're not going to step on big toes unless the American people are so outraged that they demand action now. And then who knows what George Bush will do? I mean, let's face it. Unless they put the handcuffs on George Bush and take him away and take away Dick Cheney and put them in solitary confinement and give them a criminal trial, I mean, there's no telling what could happen. These guys are just sociopathic.
Well,
they can do anything they want. And if they feel threatened and cornered like a rat, they will fight back.
Well, yeah, I'm beginning
to think...
We're
in a bit of catch-22 here, my friend.
Oh, yeah. I'm beginning to think a lot of these, our leaders just don't have no spine or backbone.
They haven't got an ounce of decency or morality in them.
It just seems like the criminals
None.
Protect each other, you know, so... I don't know. Did you ever have Kucinich on your program, or do you think?
No, I haven't had him on my program. No.
It'd be interesting to listen to him talk.
Yes,
about it.
I would happily have him on. Maybe, and we'll try to invite him on.
Okay.
You know,
great.
I mean, I'm not CBS or NBC or any of these big guys. You know,
yeah.
But then again, if he really and truly is sincere, he will come to us and other facilities who are alternative media.
I heard someone say today it'd be neat if Ron Paul would win the presidency and get Kucinich to be his vice president. That'd be quite a ticket, wouldn't it?
Yeah. Well, there are a number of candidates and possibilities, indeed. Thanks for your call.
Okay.
Steve, I appreciate it very much. 1-800-313-9443. Before I go back to the phones, though, one of the One of the questions having to do with impeachment consists of his violation, that is George Bush's violation, and Dick Cheney both, of the oath of office to uphold, protect, and defend the Constitution, specifically the Sixth Amendment to the Constitution, the right of American citizens in criminal trials, criminal matters, to be informed of the charges against them, to counsel, to have a speedy and public trial by a jury of their peers. The rights of foreign nationals may be debated, but the rights of Americans are not open to debate, my friend. Declaring an American an enemy combatant overturns our Bill of Rights. The enemy combatant designation was meant to apply to wars of limited duration. They have never before, in my memory, ever been used in a war by which, by definition, has no end. George Bush said this is a 100-year war, 200 maybe, around the globe in 80 days. No, 80 years, no, 80 centuries, maybe. Jose Padilla was presumed guilty until proven innocent, as you remember. He was tortured, given dope, LSD, and then, of course, after 4 years, he was released and given a civilian trial upon Bush's whim. Then he was found guilty, even though his lawyers said he was too damaged to assist in his own defense. That was we talked about that, and we've written and read columns by men like Paul Craig Roberts who have hit the nail on the head. If you can't get him on one charge, you get him on another. And then there's the violation of the office, the oath of office, to uphold, protect, and defend the Fourth Amendment right to freedom without a search warrant, to be free of any searches in your private property with the National Security Agency and its warrantless surveillance scandals. You see how the media helped the government by twisting the issue to be whether or not government can spy, when in fact the government has always been able to spy on anyone as long as it was within the, quote, law. Now this is a bird of a different color. Referring to the NSA scandal, John Dean said that George Bush is the only president in history who has openly admitted to an impeachable offense, my friends. And this is what Kucinich is talking about here. No wonder they want to deep six it. No wonder the Democrats, his fellow party members, and the Repubs are in cahoots together. They're frightened of this government. They're frightened of the NSA. They're frightened of the IRS. They're frightened of the FBI. They're frightened of the CIA. They're frightened of the Israel lobby. Oh, they're afraid, not because they fear that an impeachment would do more harm than good. They're frightened because an impeachment would admit they've been a party to this treason all these years. All these senior congressmen and senators who have been there for years approving of George Bush's wars that are illegal and unconstitutional, giving him authority when they have no authority to give the president the authority to declare war. It's yay or nay for war. They, too, have been party to this treason, haven't they? Yes, they have. My friends, they're in good company. They're all working together. Fourth Amendment says the right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects against unreasonable searches and seizures shall not be violated, and no warrants shall be issued but upon probable cause, supported by oath or affirmation, and particularly describing the place to be searched and the persons or things to be seized. That is the Fourth Amendment to the Bill of Rights. George Bush tore it up. Habeas corpus, torn right up. And then George Bush says, freedom, freedom is what we stand for. Freedom, freedom. Yeah, yeah, Mr. Bush and Mr. Cheney. We shall return with your calls. I'm Rick Adams, only here on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web 24 hours a day at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. And make sure to tell them you heard about us on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625.
Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist unjust war. It is an established historical fact that the Vatican has publicly stated that the Iraqi war is an unjust war. However, it miserably failed to tell its Catholic soldiers that it is a mortal sin to attack Iraq. The Protestant ministers in unison should take the logical step of telling their soldiers that it is a serious offense against God to participate in this unjust war. However, if enough Protestant ministers do not take this logical step, then the lay Catholics and Protestants have a serious obligation to demand of their clergy to take this logical step publicly. Personally, I am doing all that I can to stop the continuation of the murder, carnage, and suffering that is being committed against the innocent people of Iraq in this terrible, unjust war. For additional facts regarding this grave matter, order the lecture by Father John Martinez entitled WW3 Can Still Be Prevented. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for more information and ordering.
The first step in winning the war, spreading the word. Tell your friends Rick Adams is on RBNLive.com.
Okay, I am back now and just reading to you a little bit of some of the charges that apply in an impeachment of the President and Vice President of the United States. And the argument is we either begin this process now, as Dennis Kucinich has said, or we're going to face the music later. Now, either way, it's not going to be a cakewalk for the United States. My gut-level feeling is that we need to do something immediately. We need to demand impeachment proceedings against George Bush's administration, the president, the vice president, themselves. We need to do it now, before next year. Lord only knows there are some people who have intervened before by the grace of the Almighty to stave off war and more terrorism by government officials. They have been in the government. There are some angels, not many, but there are some angels, so to speak, in the Pentagon and in the government that know only too well what's going on. Wouldn't it be something if they did what is happening around the world now? And I'm not saying that that's for good with Musharraf in Pakistan, but there's something far more sinister behind these moves, my friend. George Bush is getting away with what others cannot get away with. He is, in all practical terms, a dictator. He is not a constitutional president. He is a dictator. And what is happening is a criminal offense, among other things. What's happening with Pakistan, Turkey right now is very interesting. We haven't commented on it, but as time permits in the days ahead, we will, Lord willing. You see, deception is the key here. We are being ruled by an elite. We are being ruled by an elite group. Bush and Cheney are front men, but they need to be brought down so others will see the futility of following orders. Yes, indeed, we do have power. We haven't yet begun to use our power, but the Lord himself, his sword, will cut them down. As the scriptures tell us, the wicked shall be cut down like the grass, and they will come tumbling down, just like the walls of Jericho. Make no mistake about it. Gary in Tennessee. Hello there, Gary.
How you doing?
Okay, I'm doing.
You're doing?
I'm doing. I'm done. Now it's your turn.
I got three quick ones.
Go ahead.
Since you're on the impeachment.
Whatever you want to talk about is
fine. Well, that's one of the issues. I just got through reading an email from a friend that quoted a speech from the mayor of Utah, Salt Lake City, Utah.
Uh-huh.
Calling for the impeachment of Bush and Cheney, and you would not believe the rhetoric in this. It was hot.
Mm-hmm.
And so I thought that was good.
Yes.
Mayor of a major city would come out with that.
Mm-hmm.
And then one of your favorite people, Mr. Hagee.
Yes.
Apparently he went skipping through the cow pasture, stepped in several ones today. He's coming out with some kind of a new book. And I want to preface what I'm going to say is that I'm not anti-Jewish. I am an anti-Zionist, be it a Jewish or Christian.
Mm-hmm.
I'll say that much anyway. But anyway, he basically, in his book comes out, says that the Jews, this are his words, are a step above the rest of the people in the world.
Well, that's what the Talmud says.
And he also said that Jesus Christ was not the Messiah, and that's blasphemy in my book.
Wait a minute. Now, John Hagee said Jesus was not the Messiah?
Yes, correct. I heard the man's own words.
Well, I mean, not that that wouldn't surprise me. It doesn't surprise me, but I want to see that in writing. I want to see that done.
No, you can listen to it. It's Butch Paul's got the clip of
okay.
it, and I heard it on another
right.
program. I heard the whole clip in his own words.
Jesus was not the
Messiah. Was not
those
the
are his words.
Huh?
You know, I'm going to invite John Hagee. Of course, he won't come, but someone from his church to come on this program and debate
yep.
with Gene Smith, the Bible Truth Man, on this very issue. Would you like to hear that?
Oh, I'd love to hear that.
All right. Well, I'm working on that
now. He stepped in at big time today with the Christians, I'll tell you that.
Well, you know, John Hagee has said, and we've documented it, Ted Pike has too, when John Hagee said that he would swear off, if you will, praying in the name of Jesus at Christians United for Israel because he didn't want to offend the Jewish audience. We know that for sure. He publicly made it a point.
He knows where his bread's getting buttered.
Oh, but I wouldn't want to be his
shoes. Kosher butter, too.
I'm telling you. He's in big trouble.
Last but not least, I heard bits and pieces. I was in the other room multitasking, and I heard bits and pieces, but apparently a friend of a person in a fairly up in Homeland Security, and he called a couple of his other friends.
Yeah.
And they verified that one of the top priority issues of Homeland Security at this time is to confiscate guns.
Oh, yes.
And
I've got a break. If you want to hang on, you may. I'll be right back with more in 3 minutes. I'm Rick Adams, Radio Avenger, right here on RBN.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network.
because you can handle the truth.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our renewable energy solar program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. It is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
Hi, Michelle. I haven't seen you on the bus for a while. Did they change your shift?
No, Lori. I finally quit my job. I'm working at home now, and I love it. No more commuting. And I'm home when the kids get out of school.
Working at home? Doing what?
It's a long story. It all started when I discovered the website earnmoneyathome123.com.
Oh, Michelle, you didn't fall for one of those internet deals, did you?
Well, I looked into several, and this one is for real.
Are you sure?
I didn't quit my job until I was sure, and now I'm making way more money working at home.
Really?
I've joined the Success Team and their major advertising co-op. Our business is fully automated, which gives me more money and the time to enjoy it. I'll be earning money while we're skiing this winter.
What was that website again?
EarnMoneyAtHome123.com. Here, write it down.
Good idea. EarnMoneyAtHome123.com. Maybe we can go skiing this winter, too.
Get back at them with Rick Adams, the Radio Avenger, on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Okay, I am back now. Gary is, I believe, still with me. Are you, Gary, in Tennessee?
Yes, sir, I am.
Okay, and you were mentioning number one priority is to confiscate private firearms?
Private firearms, door to door. And,
no, you don't think they're going to get away with that, do you?
If you checked out, and there's really no way of proving this or disproving it, but I've been told from some pretty high-up people that's got some pretty good connections in top-level intelligence, the number of Spetsnaz people that are here that speak better English than you and I do, and with no accent whatsoever. And there's a lot of Chinese in here.
Yes.
People speak of large numbers of foreign troops bivouacked in national forests.
Yes.
And I've heard a lot of people speak of large groups of foreign troops on different military installations around the country. I've heard large groups of them congregated north on the north border and on the south border. So they could steamroll this thing in a heartbeat. And I think things are moving so fast and getting so hot for these guys that the I think they're scared to death of a flashpoint. You know, the flashpoint means drag them out by the scruff of their neck, put a rope around their neck, and put them up in a tree, and I think that's what they're afraid of.
Oh, right? They are. They are afraid of it.
They're desperate.
They know the pulse of the public. I mean, the media are there to protect these characters. Let's not forget that, but they can't bypass it right now. The control that we have right now on the net, on the World Wide Web, all over the world, through shortwave and so forth. All these functions are not controlled yet, and they're working on, preempting all of this, ending it. Yeah, they've got to do something. They're running scared.
Yeah, they're frantic right now. Man.
They are.
They're like a cornered rat, and they're dangerous, very, very dangerous.
Exactly what I just
and
said.
And not to be underestimated either, because they got lots of big guns.
Well, let's not give them in Congress any more excuses. Let's keep the heat on them. Let's keep calling them. Let's keep writing them, faxing them, emailing them. Let's keep them so preoccupied they can't do anything else. We don't want them to pass the Lost Treaty. We don't want them in the Senate to pass anything else. We don't want them to pass the bill of 1959 to impose the so-called domestic terrorism on us. We don't want any of that. Period. But we do want Ron Paul's bill, by the way, which I wanted to speak about, and that, of course, is the bill to restore habeas corpus and the Constitution of the United States, H.R. 3835. You're familiar with it, Gary?
You need to follow up on this Hagee thing. Bush Paul's got that clip.
Oh, I will.
He played it.
I will definitely want to. And if anyone
sure
has heard it,
you have a copy,
please call
it.
Me.
Oh, by the way, did you get the email from Graybeard?
Yes, you sent me the email, about a week ago?
Yeah, did you read it?
I didn't read it all, no.
It's a long one.
That's a very long one, you know. You know, I get over a few hundred emails a day sometimes.
Yeah, I know. This is.
It is very, very difficult for me to do it.
This would take you a year to go through.
Especially when I'm not.
Comb.
Yeah, I mean, this is not my full-time position here, you see.
All right, we'll
try the best I can.
You have a good program, and we really enjoy listening to you.
Thank you. All right, Gary. Thanks a lot. And I want to take this time to thank those of you, by the way, who have occasionally, who have sent contributions, sent donations and of support for me and for Mike Piper and all of us here that are trying to bring you the truth. And certainly, I know that that is a labor of love. Thank you all for doing that, and may you be rewarded in kind. The numbers, again, that I've mentioned to call Congress, in addition to the usual number of 877-851-6437, there are a few other toll-free numbers, and one of them is 866-340-9281. 866-340-9281, and another one is 800-614-2803. That's 800-614-2803, and you can use those numbers as well to get through. All right, next is we have, I believe, Mike in Kentucky next. Hello, Mike.
Where is the soil?
I like the way you take a deep breath, Mike, before you begin. You need it, right? There
what is the source for that story about the Israel wanting their foreign aid in euros or something?
Well, that was reported in every source that I know of. We talked about that a month ago. Actually, Bob Chapman was one of the first to report it. And also Mark Skousen in his newsletter. Joel Skousen, actually.
I guess I'll be going in and Googling around to try to find sources on that.
Egypt and Israel both on the foreign aid list, top of the foreign aid list, demanding it.
It seems to me like they could go through the trouble of converting it themselves to whatever they would prefer. I mean,
mm-hmm.
There's nothing to prevent them, I guess, from doing that when they shuffle it from one Swiss bank account to another, I suppose. One of the things, do you know, or just off, kind of a rhetorical question, when did they stop issuing House bill numbers?
They stop issuing House bill numbers?
Yeah, because you talk about Ron Paul's bill, but everybody seems to miss the point that when you say HR, that means House Resolution. And it doesn't really matter if the text of the proposed bill says, mm-hmm. be it resolved or be it enacted, if it is introduced on the floor as an in the record, in the legislative record, as HR, whatever number, it's a House Resolution. And a resolution.
No, it's not. It's not just a resolution, though. It's HR. That's the designation. But 3835 is a bill number.
Well, now they used to have HB.
Right.
3835. So I've got a book by Charles Weissman on the authority of law that talks about that when you want to look into the legislative record. Actually, not the Westlaw copyrighted presentations of the law. That when you're distinguishing between an act of law versus a resolution, you talk about two different animals. And mm-hmm. The House, mm-hmm. you know, they still have SB numbers for Senate bills, but there's. You know, it's been years since I've heard an HB passed, and it's almost indicative of some.
Yeah, I know that.
You know, that Congress does not have the authority that it used to have. So, it's almost.
Well, like I say, you have concurrent resolutions, you have resolutions, and then you have bills, House bills. And even though it is referred to as HR, the congressman's bill, Ron Paul's bill, is just that. It is not just a resolution. In this particular case, it is a law, a statutory bill, that would have the effect of changing the laws itself. In other words, it would not just be a sense of the House, a resolution type of bill.
Well, if you go back and look at older legislative record laws...
Because this means the restoration of habeas corpus.
Well,
is the bill. A resolution wouldn't do that. It would take legislation.
That's my point, you know.
Right.
Hence, it should have been designated as a bill, House bill.
Well, yeah, I don't know why. I don't know why.
I just thought I'd point that out.
Yeah.
And you can find old books on the legislative process.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, we all, you know, a lot of the younger folks probably remember
mm-hmm.
the Saturday morning cartoons. I'm just a bill on Capitol Hill. You know, and it didn't say I'm just a resolution.
Right.
You know,
right.
And in fact, if you look at the authority of law book that I'm talking about, resolutions generally only apply to government employees. So it could be that this is all that is all is required is to have a, you know, this act that he's passed, and it's not really an act if it's a resolution. But it could be that is intended just to apply to government employees and not necessarily a blanket law across the board. There's a whole body of positive law that is not considered prima facie law. And prima facie means just on its face it's accepted as the law
mm-hmm.
until somebody bothers to challenge it in the Supreme Court. We'll just pretend that it's law until we get it resolved, you know.
I understand.
And there's most of what we call the law has never been tried or challenged at all. And this is
and of course the executive branch has been
exactly
allowed to do this now for how many decades they've been.
They publish all they have to do is publish it in the Federal Registry.
Yep.
Nobody
yep.
contests it in 90 days.
Right.
The bureaucracy.
The Congress doesn't repeal it. Yeah.
Well, Congress has to repeal it, and they don't.
That's a lot of malarkey. That
I
is
know.
Nonsense. That
well,
I know. We've been through this. I've been doing it for 30 years now.
Well,
we did it with the FDA. We did it with other agencies of government. Put in the Federal Register their new regulations that take effect unless they are repealed by an act of Congress, right?
And then you go to try to challenge it, and they have all these judiciary mechanisms that make sure that it never gets challenged. It gets put off on one of these off ramps. To the what the lawyers call the mountain demure, where cases just go to...
I think it's the mountain manure.
Yeah, exactly, where they never get resolved. And the Supreme Court is is the final gatekeeper, where they say, well, the United States reserves the right not to answer, or the Attorney General will say the United States reserves the right not to answer. It never even makes it, you know, it never even gets to the Supreme Court. So what we call the law is often never been challenged or never resolved as to its constitutionality. And it's just been a constant irritation whenever I read stuff in the news and you constantly see that, you know, such and such congressman. And I think Ron Paul has got the best of intent here, and, you know, I wish him all the success with this and that it would be of great effect. But, the old laws, if you look them up, every provision would say, be it enacted, and it would have an introduction that says an act to do this and such, and then it would say be it further enacted and be it further enacted, and every provision would have to be voted in that way, be it enacted, for it to actually be a positive law. And of course the Senate would have to concur, and then that would be what the president would actually sign, and that's how you make a law, not a resolution. So it's almost like Congress has become irrelevant.
Right. Sure, sure. Absolutely. Right. Point well taken there, Mike.
All right. Thanks.
Thank you. Thanks for your call. I appreciate it. And let's take, I think it's Mike in New York. Is that right?
Hey, Rick. Good evening.
Hello there, Mike.
Rick, a couple of points, neither of which, believe it or not, is about Giuliani. First off, regarding the pusillanimous perfume pipsqueaks in Congress.
Mm-hmm.
The words of Oliver Cromwell, of all people, might be applicable today as they might be just as applicable today as they were when he addressed the Rump Parliament in April 1653. Quote, "You have been sat too long here for any good you have been doing. Depart, I say, and let us have done with you. In the name of God, go."
Amen. And Richard Harris would be, it's too bad he's dead.
Exactly.
He would be the one to deliver it.
Absolutely.
Secondly,
regarding the economy, reading the business headlines is like taking a walk through the House of Horrors.
Mm-hmm.
Here's just a sample. Oil at almost $100. Massive write-downs at Wall Street banks continue. Reserves of bond mortgage insurers called into question. And these are the guys who insure the whole house of cards.
Gold at 800 plus an ounce.
Exactly.
Huh?
Problems in the corporate bond market and the municipal bond market. Foreclosure wave sweeps America. And from just a few hours ago, GMAC, that's the General Motors arm that does the financing, loses $39 billion.
Mm-hmm.
The granddaddy of them all, on the dollars imploding across Asia tonight, with China making noises about diversifying out of the dollar. This is an unprecedented wave of bad news, and listen to Bob Chapman tonight, and reading other sources. Well, basically, all bets are off.
Indeed. Indeed.
Yeah.
Prosperity is around the corner, though, remember.
Yeah, and yet the Congress is spending its time debating a hate crimes bill.
Well, I mean, that goes to show you we have a Roman circus on our hands, doesn't
it? There's a complete disconnect, you know, to reality.
It is the Roman circus all over again.
Yeah, you know, we're... I mean, if this was a movie, you'd say this is too far-fetched.
All that's missing now is the Colosseum.
This would be, this would be a good movie for who did the Dolce Vita?
Mm-hmm.
Fellini.
Yes, Fellini.
Yeah, I mean, this would be a good Fellini movie.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I think you're right. 8.5, it would be another.
Yeah.
Well, you know, it's sad because we're witnessing it. We're going through it right now. But we are repeating history, aren't we, my friend Mike?
Yep, and that's not to mention the what could be an impending blow up with Iran.
Yeah.
I mean, the bad news just, you know, it's sort of hard to keep track of what's going on.
Yeah. And, well, we've been hearing this for 2 years now, 3 years, about an attack on Iran. And I think, you know, they're going to do whatever they want, whenever they want.
Yeah.
But I think they've been exploiting this for their own financial gain with oil, for one thing. This has been a bonanza for them.
I'm sure it's all intertwined.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And
yeah,
gasoline prices rising at a time when no one drives.
Yeah.
You know, so, I mean, it is a monopoly. We have an oligarchical relationship in the international oil companies arena. And they basically have the power now to control the price and the flow of oil.
Well, I'll tell you, Rick, as I mentioned to John this evening on the international show, the price of gas in England is $8 a gallon now.
Mm-hmm.
So I think you can look forward to higher prices.
Yo, I am. I'm not looking happily forward,
no,
but I'm looking at it right now. I'm seeing it. Thank you. Thank you, Mike.
Okay, we're going
all
back.
Right. Thanks for upsetting my stomach again. All right, we'll be back.
Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement Focus Factor absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our renewable energy solar program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. It is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Okay, I'm back now, ladies and gentlemen, and we are going to take another call before we run out of time. George in Pennsylvania. Hello, George.
Hi, Rick. Can you hear me?
I can hear you.
Okay, I'm a first-time caller to your show.
Very good. Thank you. Welcome.
Thank you. You said you wanted to see that in writing, what Hagee said.
Well, I just want to be able to see that he said it.
Okay. Apostasywatch.com.
Okay.
And then you go to the left there, and it says Wolves. And then it says Harlot Church System. And then you go to Wolf-related articles in his book there where he says it, and it says John Hagee's Dual Covenant Duplicity. Click on that, and it'll show it to you.
And that's apostasywatch.com?
Yeah, every one of those preachers that's on there that's lying and so forth, all their names are on there.
I'm going to be contacting Hagee's church tomorrow or the next day, and I'm going to see if we can get him or someone from his church come on and do a debate on this whole subject of Christian Zionism.
All right, and then we got a micro-broadcast station here that's down temporarily. And they wanted me to let you know that Jim Woody Woods had passed away. He owned the station, 93.1 FM.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that.
Yeah, 93.1 FM.
In Pennsylvania?
Northwest PA, yeah.
Okay.
They didn't want me to give the town because we got one of them over in another town where they shut him down.
Heart.
They're in federal prison.
Uh-huh.
And, well, that's about it, Rick, I guess.
Sure. Thanks for being a first-time caller. Now, don't be a stranger, George.
One other thing. We had an Apache helicopter flying over one of our towns here, and they're coming back on November 8th. There was a little bit of lying going on. A local guy said that was just for a veterans salute.
Mm-hmm.
And then the local paper got a hold of the commander in Johnstown. He said it was a Homeland Security exercise. And so they're coming back on the 8th. At 8 o'clock in the morning or 8 at night or something like that, it was posted in the paper. They were armed with 16 Hellfire missiles.
Wow.
The first one that was here, it was hovering over the town for about an hour and a half, and the state police and the city police phone lines were just jamming with calls because people said they weren't letting their kids go out and all that until that was gone.
It's a scenario that we see more and more of. I've seen it myself with my own eyes. I wouldn't believe it if I hadn't seen it.
Yeah, just yesterday, we had several U.S. Marshal cars, about five of them, come flying past us. The one almost hit us. I don't know what happened there. We haven't found out yet. But they had their lights and sirens going. Some dark navy blue cars with, at first we thought it was sheriff cars, but there's nothing like that around here. And then a guy said, no, those were U.S. Marshals.
Mm-hmm. Federal.
Yep.
Well, I'll tell you one thing we can all appreciate is that within the last several years of the ascendancy of Bush to the throne, we have seen, in that time span of 7 years, we have seen the rise of a police state in America as we've never seen before that I can think of, except maybe in the Civil War and during Roosevelt's administration in World War II. But it's getting worse than that, my friend.
Yes, it is.
All right, George.
Thanks,
well,
Rick.
Pray for America, pray for all of us, and keep up the good work. Keep your chins up. Thank you. And never give up, never give down either. Not on your life. Remember, he who does not take a stand deserves to take a fall, as the old man said. That's right. If you don't take that stand, you will take the fall. So let's take the stand, and tomorrow night we'll be back with or without our guest. We are going to be on the march, ladies and gentlemen, and we are going to try to get Mr. Hagee or his minions to come on and debate with us and Gene Smith on that subject of Christian Zionism. I'm out of time. Rick Adams, Lord willing, we'll see you tomorrow night at 9, right here. Good night.
With recent